Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I am Kristen, and good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Today, we're talking further about evaluating the function of the third eye and helping to develop the eye based on that evaluation, the third eye, that is. And we have several callers in the queue, and we do get to calls at about 15 to 20 minutes after our show starts. So please do keep your place in line because that helps me keep everything organized. And I do want to let the callers know that you will all be receiving a reading today. So we do take calls in the order to receive. Just be patient. And we do have also a private caller without one pressed on their handset. If you'd like to speak with us, please do press one. Neil and I can be found on Facebook. We would appreciate it if you join us there, or you can follow our show on Blog Talk Radio right here by clicking the follow button. You can also reach Neil directly, 562-596-7818. But Neil, we kind of started to get into the specifics about evaluating the third eye function on the last show, but we really fell short of time. So, Neil.
Yes.
Are you there?
I'm here. The third eye. Interesting third eye.
Interesting. Yes, it is, isn't it? Indeed. Oh, okay, well, I think we're done.
there's a certain level of advancement in the third eye, if you will, that that as you move into the element of that energy, you're going to find that it increases in time with practice and putting a lot of effort into it. You're going to see that it moves gradually from one place to another, the function of the third eye. In most levels, when we first open up our third eye, whether we do it voluntarily or by accident, it just sort of happens, you'll experience colors. Colors will be in your environment. You'll see flashes of colors, for instance, in your eyesight. Now, that's not to be confused with light reflection or something like that. It's something in the atmosphere. It's actually in this case, it would be the energy of the third eye activating, opening up, and you begin to see colors because there are colors in the astral realm and there are chakra systems in the astral realm that are manifested in that realm. So I was just talking to a client who was experiencing the opening up of her third eye and said she was seeing flashes of purple or pools of purple surrounded by a black borderline. And she said if I looked directly at it, it would disappear, but in the corner of my eyes, I would see this distinct energy of purple. Now, that's an astral sight. That's the third eye opening up, and purple, of course,
is associated with the sixth chakra.
Sixth and seventh. There could be an element that they are actually looking at their own third eye.
That's what I was wondering.
Outside of their body. That could be one phenomena. The other could be that they're looking at entities that hold that degree of energy because that's a high color in the color spectrum. And so she could be looking at entities, spirits, guides, whatever. Or she just could be looking at the general atmosphere of the astral realm, the fourth dimension, that is surrounding her. there could be an energy field that she's meant to do spiritual work. It kind of lends itself into that zone. So one of the primitive areas of opening up the third eye begins with the language of color. But, you know, then get to a point where you have to interpret the color.
What the color means, right.
I kind of associated with like a baby that can open up its eyes. It can see the color green
on a tree,
grass,
for instance.
On a tree, but it can't really comprehend. It hasn't comprehended yet what the color means. You know, leaves, moisture, photosynthesis, whatever it may mean, it hasn't equated a color with a meaning. It just sees the color. Well, when your third eye begins to open, you can indeed see colors. Now, the interpretation of the third eye is a whole different energy field. But, you know, it doesn't just account for your own brain trying to figure something out. You actually receive a vibration from something that is sighted in the third eye, and that vibration will tell you what it is. So you don't have to necessarily be learned or be wise in symbolism. The energy that we experience in the third eye can capture both sight and meaning by way of vibration. And the vibration, I don't know, the vibration is sort of like, well, what can I say? If you walked outside and it was cold and you were a baby, you would just cry. You would be have discomfort. If you're an adult, you walk outside, it's cold.
And you start crying and you would cry.
but if you were using your brain, you would essentially know you have to put a jacket on because it's cold. And your body, your mind would tell you that. Well, the third eye has a certain educational element in it that results in a level of interpretation that is almost logical. It just makes sense, but you get it by way of vibration. So when the third eye opens and it develops more, the colors or the sights that you see will take on a meaning and they will begin to speak. Now, as that third eye develops, a color can turn into a figure.
Right.
A spirit.
You know, what I want to talk about is patterns, seeing patterns in the third eye, when the third eye is closed, because that's,
when the third eye is closed, you see patterns.
Well, the patterning of sometimes it's the grid of the astral realm.
Yeah.
You know, seeing, you know, like chicken scratch or mm-hmm. a stained glass type of appearance in the third eye. So it's not just color, but there's actually
patterns.
Yeah.
Well, those are frequencies. Those patterns can either mean that something in the energy field is struggling in the energy field. It's like waves, sound waves in the ocean. You can get a disturbance of something, that something isn't right. There can be some panic in the energy. I can walk up to a store and experience those patterns you're talking about. As I'm walking up, I'm feeling like a strange wiggly pattern in the energy around me.
Uh-huh.
And when I walk into the store, I experience someone having an argument with one of the cashiers. So the energy can go out and become a disturbance. But this is the same analogy as a shark getting a wave pattern that something's struggling in the water or can smell blood from miles and miles and miles away. We get these energy patterns that we begin to read. Now, that can also be in the form of thoughts. So those, when you look at a grid or a pattern like a stained glass, what you have to do with the third eye is communicate in such a way that you ask what is that energy trying to say to you? And it could be saying, you know, around the corner that somebody's preaching, or it could be that you're about to encounter something very religious and mystical that's going to be coming up in your energy field. So you have to kind of start to read these patterns because they are presented to you out in the astral realm, because what they're it's really saying is this is about to manifest in the physical realm, because we are still physical creatures. So what we're doing is we're reading. When you get into the third eye, you begin to start to read into the future. And it starts with something as simple as a color, an energy sight that you can see the flash of an energy. when people are first starting to open up their third eye, they may see what's called shadow figures, which are sometimes the residual energy of people who have crossed over, their old astral bodies. Sometimes they are occupied by a sense of consciousness, so they're occupied by an entity of some form. Because don't forget, astral bodies can just be dead, dormant astral bodies floating around, just like our physical bodies we leave behind. Astral bodies can be left behind as well. You can detect that in the third eye.
Right. A lot of times there will be orbs or pinpricks of light, which are entities from the third eye, visible.
Now, those orbs can sometimes hold messages. They're like messages in a bottle. They do hold content. So you're looking at essentially an orb, but inside of the orb is like the yolk, the energy field itself. And that is the nurturing quality of information that you may be able to decipher and read. And you know, what enhances it? Well, you know, it's hard to say how to enhance and develop your third eye, but there are certain basic elements. You can do it through breathing, meditation, but I think that there's got to be coupled with that a pure sense of consciousness, or else you're just going to be randomly having these experiences with the third eye and they won't amount to anything except that you know you've had the experience and it's kind of eerie and you try to put it together, but it doesn't really come to anything except that you've had a visual experience about something other than what's ordinary.
How do you make that big leap from seeing things like colors, patterns, to actually seeing entities and more activity?
It's a journey. You've got to go through all your chakra systems and understand them and study them hard from first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, very important, seventh. And you've got to be able to really understand the energy, because after all, your third eye is in your sixth chakra. So we're dealing with chakras, as long as we're talking about the term. And that energy, you have to understand the chakra systems, because in order to have a good basis of interpretation, you have to have a good basis of a root system. You have to be grounded. You have to understand the language. So first of all, you have to be grounded. And then you have to go through all the chakra systems and have awareness of them in terms of sexuality, creation, creativity, heart, communication. Every chakra is connected to the soul, and as the third eye is. So we have to understand the elements of those energies, and if you really want to grasp and have a full comprehension of what you experience in the third eye. So I would say you need to study chakras and understand their function and get in touch with your own chakra and make sure it's clear, meaning that there's no issues. If you have issues in life, sometimes your third eye is going to be compromised. So if you have issues in the earth zone, if you have issues in a home, security, job, that means your first chakra's got some cleaning up to do. If you have a problem in your relationships, your second chakra has some cleaning up to do. All of these chakras really need to be clear and balanced to enhance the pure visibility and interpretation of what you experience with the third eye.
Okay, Neil, let's take some callers. And perhaps we'll have time to discuss more today. Who knows? Okay, this is 860.
Hi there.
Hi.
It's Susan. 10.
Oh, hi, Susan. 58?
Yeah.
10/29/58. She's a 23, 22, or 35 age, I can't remember. 35 age. What's going on, Susan?
Well, there's been good financial abundance going on, but my family life is kind of not good at all, so...
Okay, well, that's good to hear about the financial situation.
Yeah, so I'm riding this really unpleasant wave with the family thing.
Okay. Can you talk right into your phone, please? She's having an unpleasant experience with her family. So is that, you know, I'm just going to refresh Neil's memory. Is the whole family still living in the same area, in the same house?
Well, they your broke daughter? Up.
They oh,
broke
they broke
up. And they're going to... They're going through custody right now.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Right now it's shared custody, but he primarily, you know, she lives with the father. The baby lives with the father.
Okay. Ooh, that's rough.
Yeah, it's rough.
Is there are you concerned about the custody switching? Is that the question, or what kind of advice can?
No, no. You know, my daughter's going through her own thing with the breakup, so she just wants to be away right now, and I just try to support her as I can. I just, you know, wish that she would fight the custody thing harder.
Right. Okay. Well, Neil, any insight?
I'm not sure. What is it that she's asking in regards to this?
Well, maybe if there's some, I don't know. What are you asking, Susan, exactly?
Yeah, good question. What am I asking? I don't know. Just why this is happening. Like, do you think it'll get better?
You know, I know there's, yeah. What's your daughter's birth date again?
5/20/86.
She's a 31/4, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, yeah. Why is happening? I mean, you both have some pretty challenging situations in your day. You're a 29, which is an 11/2, and your daughter is a 2 out of 20.
With a 0.
And that is problems in the second chakra, which includes family, babies,
yeah,
custody, things like this. So the energy has come in. And because you're kind of closely knit with your daughter in terms of that you have lived with her beyond the typical age of a child leaving the home, there's an interconnection there as well. So it's what it is, Susan, is that it's karmic. It's a karmic situation. We don't have his birth date, but we really don't need it. I already know it's going to be a problematic situation.
We can get it. We have time. I mean,
I don't know what it is.
Oh, well, then we won't get it.
It's due to karma. It's a karmic situation. You see, your daughter and the father of your grandchild, they have karma between the two of them, which is very intense. Now, that karma from a past life has resulted in them coming back again and to have a baby. But so the karma demands it. You two are going to have to get together. You're going to have a baby. And then the working out of that energy, I would determine, is more in the category of free will, meaning that their willpower is who they are as people. Well, they'll have to figure out this problem to the best of their capabilities. But the problem that they are beset with is due to karma, I think, including the divorce itself or the separation. But it doesn't mean that that has to lead to a necessarily bad end. Not by any means. I mean, your daughter is in this lifetime trying to achieve balance. Her master number is 4. That's heart and balance. But lo and behold, her karma is made up of 31, which is not divisible by 4. So her strife for balance is compromised by the offsetting energies of her karma that she's already produced. And that karma means that in relationship departments in the past life, she's done some pretty dark things. Doesn't mean that she has to be dark in this lifetime, but that's what she's collected. Now you are joined in that energy. You see, your days are interchangeable. Your 2 to her 0 is 20, and her 2 connected to your 9 is 29. That thereby your days are interchangeable to some regard. That means you're interlocked in this battle. So you've actually walked through another past life with her that involved the very issues that she's contending with. So that's why the energies are there. It's a karmic situation between, what can you do with it? I mean, you've got to be the best person you can be and fight the best fight you can fight. And do it in a way that you do not lose your spirituality, you don't lose your integrity, your humanity. You remain a good person, but that doesn't mean you can't fight for
I'm actually losing it right now. Like, I feel like I want to end it. That's where I'm at right now.
That's not good.
Well, Susan, Susan, you actually, to my estimation of my interpretation of your birth date, you actually had committed suicide in a past life. I think you've done that one already. You're not here to repeat that process. it would do nothing for your energy level. You would just have to come back and repeat everything all over again, face the music again. Plus, you'd have extended karma from the very act of hurting yourself. And I don't know if you literally mean you're going to kill yourself. I don't think you really mean that. But the very thought of it produces an energy. So you can't, you know, what you've got to do as a grandmother is be strong. Be strong for your child and your grandchild. And, and thank God that you have the ability to be strong. You know, most things are workable. That's how we have to approach life. Things are workable and solvable. So my suggestion to you, Susan, is to be strong, you know, seek help from people that you trust and spiritual people and gods and God, angels, whatever you may want, and then your own essence, your own quality of strength within yourself. So, you know, I think that's what we're made of. We're made to help one another. That's what we do on the show. I mean, that's what you should be doing, Susan, to really answer your question.
I've been helping. And that's why it just seems like just flat, like nothing really matters.
Well, you know, life matters. This is your daughter. This is your grandchild. Life matters. You're here. Be a rock. Be solid. Be strong. Help in any way you can. And, you know, maintain your balance at the same time. I know it's difficult, but I tell you something, it's going to be a lot more difficult if you run from that responsibility than if you face it. Running from it is difficult, and trying to escape and end your life or think, I just don't want to be here anymore, that's not really the way to answer existence. The way to answer existence is to confront it and to overwhelm it with high good qualities.
I'll have to get back in that place again. I think I just need to be alone for a while, you know, remove myself and just get on with my life for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, our prayers are with you. So being alone is important, but not to isolate. It's a different, you know, being alone is important. We all need that. But to be alone in order to isolate from the karma we need to face, that's something you got to really consider. That wouldn't be so healthy.
Okay, Susan, hopefully that helps you a little bit.
It did. Thank you.
Okay, good. You're welcome. All right. 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. And we have a call from 916. I believe this is Nancy. Am I right?
Yes.
Hi,
yes,
Nancy.
You're right.
Hi. 8251. 8251. Hold on just a sec, Nancy. I want to give him your birth date, and she's a 26-age. What's your question?
Yeah, my question is, even though I have a lot of aspirations and hopes for the future, in this last year, I've been going through a lot of periods of low energy and even physical problems and just not feeling very stagnant. And I was just curious if this time will pass. I'm doing a lot of inner work because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, I mean you're let's see, you're 64 years old,
mm-hmm.
and believe it or not, that's a absolute multiple of eight times eight. Mm-hmm. The last time I calculated it, and that is a reflection of an energy. That's where you stop, Nancy, and you say to yourself, "Gee, now I'm not," you know. As we all are, we have to say at some point in our life, how much time do I have to spend on this planet? What am I supposed to do before I ultimately leave? And when I do leave, and I'm not saying you're going to be leaving soon. That's not where I'm going with this. But when I do leave, will I be ready? Have I done everything? Have I accounted for every day of my life? And when I'm feeling low and down or empty or tired, what did I do with my energy to address that? Well, I think attitude is very important, Nancy. It's not too difficult to lapse into depression or feeling depleted or tired. What's exciting and creative is how to figure out how to get out of it. You know, whatever it may be, you go for a walk, you read a book, you do breathing lessons, you do meditation, whatever it is, And if you're really high in advance, you get turned on by just examining existence and looking at all the fascinating things on this planet before you exit it for the last time, if that's what it's going to be. Look at the life around you. Look what's how it's teeming with life. I think we tend to get wrapped up in our egos, and if our egos become very depressed, we kind of become self-inflicted with kind of, I don't know, it's so almost selfish that we get so involved in our own inner being that we have forgotten what we're really doing down here. So if we all felt that way, we would be disconnected as a species. We would not be functioning as a social unit. And I think it's very important that we do that. So, you know, when I get down, which isn't often, but when I do get down, I'm responsible. I'll get myself out of there as quickly as possible and whatever it takes. Now, you know, I've been blessed with a brain, and so I'll use my brain to get myself out of it. And I'll just use sheer energy, sheer physical force. But no, we all go through trying times, Nancy. I mean, your energy level has some trying difficulties in it. It goes from an 8 to a 2. Yeah, you know, I mean, there's relationship problems. You might have built up some form of lack of self-esteem along your life that is in your molecules, difficulties in relationship, feeling like you haven't been worthy of everything you've set out to do. I mean, these are things that affect all of us as people. We're not perfect, but don't punish yourself over it. I don't know if I might be talking over your thoughts and you might not even be connected to what I'm saying. So let me let you respond for a minute.
Okay, well, actually, everything you're saying is true, but, you know, I do think about, you know, like the end of life, you know, what can I contribute, and, you know, in very philosophical turn, you know, and I do look into my inner workings, and really, you know, I kind of think that will kickstart myself if I get into a deep slump. My whole thing was, I have like this physical problem where I can't lift my arm. I'm going through physical therapy and just the low energy because I've always had high energy. So that's what bothered me, you know, but I try and push it. I really do.
Oh, what type of work is it that you do, Nancy?
Oh, I'm retired now, but I used to be a mental health nurse for 30 years.
Oh, a mental health nurse for 30 years. So you're not doing anything. Why do I remember her doing something metaphysics?
Yes,
no?
I'm very much into studying metaphysics and spiritual work.
Oh, okay, so my memory was right.
Well, we're talking on the same page about mental health. I mean, your profession, your past occupation is really entwined in my discussion with you today. You know, there's a wonderful story about, what's this little girl, 4-year-old girl that was born without limbs? And she and her wheelchair was stolen from her. She made national news. And what's that?
No, I think I recollect, you know.
Yeah, it was recently in the paper. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she kept her spirits high. And here's a little girl, 4 years old, born without legs. And her mechanical wheelchair, the sophisticated wheelchair, which cost nearly $10,000 to replace, was stolen from her. And she's getting around on a skateboard. And then suddenly I read today where the wheelchair was returned to her, and the donations of $10,000 that were given to her, people are just saying, keep it and use it for your life, for her life. You know, I mean, if a 4-year-old can teach us how to sustain handicap, pain, whatever it may be. I mean, there's a lesson right there. I think we have a responsibility, Nancy. If you have physical ailments, yeah, that's punishing. But at the same time, you can't let it get you down. You've got to find a way to move past it. And I'm sure in your profession, you've discussed this with other people, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, I do have the willpower, you know, to go past it. That wasn't the thing. I was just curious if this is the time where I just need to turn within myself or, you know, do inner work. Because I do have the hope for the future. I don't feel like I am, you know, so depressed that I can't uplift myself.
Well, going into to do inner work, to me, in my world, would be you're working on your chakra systems, you're writing a paper, you're doing some studying, you're addressing and meditation, your conversations with God. You know, that's to me going inside. Everybody has their own idea of going inside, but to me, it would be a spiritual, intellectual pursuit, self-reflective.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, perfect. I hope that helped. I don't know, Nancy. It's just we're kind of bantering here, but the idea is that I think in sometimes when we reach into those existential crises within our souls, we have to sometimes come up with comments about the state of being a human being. And I think every state we have to experience, whether it's high or low, it still provides for us the content of what it is to be in the human condition. So I've often read, when I'm feeling low, I often read books on existentialism and the philosophers regarding the idea of existentialism, and it's helped me through kind of dark moments in my life.
Right, right. No, I mean, it really, you know, it makes a lot of sense, and, you know, and I thank you for your wisdom.
All right. Thank you, Nancy.
Perfect.
All right, we have another caller at 701, and this is, I believe, Keith.
Yes, hi.
Hi, 52258,
325.
Mm-hmm.
You're so psychic.
No, I'm not. I'm reading off the page, but I do remember your birthday, Keith.
Yes, and my phone, I mean, the area code as well, so good afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. So I have a question. Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. That's what I was going to ask, your question.
Okay. Well, I was, you know, I actually have two, but I can only choose one. So as far as relocating goes, lately Texas has been showing up with some road signs pointing to Texas, but honestly I have no desire to move to southern Texas.
Okay. So,
I mean, you know, Kentucky was on the map as well as North Dakota and potentially the Great Northwest. But I would just like to go ahead and really be able to generate a heck of a lot more income. And then I can go where I want to go and not have to sweat it, you know, or have to necessarily share a place with someone else, per se. I don't mean a beloved one, but, you know, roommate situation.
And what's your other question? Because we have time today to answer both, Keith. So.
Okay, well, you know, it's basically those are the two. I have concerns about relocating making money. And I'm really looking ardently online to figure out a way to make money online and some form of entrepreneurship, you know. So that's my intention, and I know if I get behind it, if I'm not seek and ask long enough, it will happen. I mean, the answers will come to me both intuitively as well as practically. So there we go.
Well, you know, I mean, everything sometimes takes time, Keith. If you're trying to look for a career online and make money, you know, you'd have to get on the ball and activate it, whatever it is, whatever you're trying to. Is there anything specifically you want to do online?
I'm born in the sign of communications, even I'm like half Gemini, so I'm really just, it's almost like I'd really like it to be, perhaps this is not as realistic as it could be, but like love at first sight as far as like, yep, that's the thing I want to drop anchor with. That's what I want to sink my teeth into and really get behind it. You know, I'm online a lot anyway, and so, you know, I'm still working on what that it is. You know?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm hitting this right, but if you're wanting to give advice or counsel, and you do it for a small fee and you collect that fee, and that's one way of making money, and hopefully word of mouth will catch on because your wisdom is so acute and you're effective and you're helping people. and maybe for a small fee, which is better than nothing at all, people would be willing to pay. And so that is one thing you can do. And, you know, and the internet provides us for that channel. So that's one thing you can do aside from just going out and finding, hitting the pavement and finding work so you can start to collect some money and save it in the best way you can. That's another way. I mean, it sounds to me that you're not going to, you know, the pot of gold from the leprechauns are not going to come and, or you're going to have to do some soul searching here and some ground hard work to get something going. And then, you know, Keith, you choosing the place you want can be very creative, and you can make it happen wherever you go, whether it's Texas, North Dakota.
I don't know if you can hear me, but the sound just seriously dropped out. I can't hear you at all.
Hi, Keith. Are you there? Dropped. Maybe Keith will come back.
Are we on the air?
We're on the air now, yeah. So, I had to call in. For some reason, you know, we get kicked out quite a lot, but we do have another caller, so why don't we take them, and then if Keith comes back, we can finish up with him. I can email him. 248, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
My name is Jackie.
Oh, it's Jackie.
Yes, I'm calling from Michigan.
Hi.
And I just have one question. Just one.
Oh, yeah.
Question.
Can you give us your birthday again, Jackie?
My birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, 6/11/69.
Go ahead with your question.
My question is, I'm doing an audition for a TV talk show host on the 9th.
Okay.
Do you see that happening for me? Because, you know, you
have
to see
yourself. You mean getting the job?
Yeah.
Or the audition?
Yeah.
Well, is this a local TV show?
Actually, no, it's like on TV 20.
TV 20?
We don't know.
We don't, TV 20?
It'd probably be like maybe it depends on where you're at. It's different. It'll be a different station, but it's not local. I used to do local television show.
Hmm. So is this talk show concerning public affairs? Is it entertainment? What kind of talk show is it? Is it controversial?
It's all the above. You'll, like, go out, report live on different scenes, different things like that. Go to fundraisers, things that they're sponsoring. You will have to be there to be a part of that, like, actually talk to the people. Say you open up a store, I come out to your store, I would be there live and talk to you. It's like different, they have you doing different things. It's going out doing live shootings, you may have to come on the set and do something. So pretty much whatever's asked of you. I know you're saying that wasn't enough information,
to approach your question, because I'm not going to say no, you're not going to get it. That wouldn't, number one, there's not anything written that says you're not going to get it. So there's nothing that I have to say, oh, you're not going to get it. It's period. So I don't have to go there. The other part of this would be, you know, to me, it's an approach of energy that seems a bit challenging. Have you worked anywhere roughly for about 3 to 4 years in television production at one location, one site for about 3 to 4 years anywhere?
Yes, I actually worked 7 years. I had my own television show. It was called The Open Talk Show. I was your host, Jacqueline Cook. So, yeah, I have, and I've been on radio for maybe about 9 years, roughly. On Blog
okay.
Talk, actually. Yeah, I pretty much done radio
uh-huh.
as well. Yeah.
And where were you 4 years ago?
I was doing both radio and television 4 years ago.
Well, I don't know, Jackie. There's some vibrational attitude that I'm getting that is more on the positive side of maybe you landing this audition. It's possible. I mean, I'm getting some vibration about it. I can't go so far as to get into the vibration and say definitively, yes, you're going to get it. I feel that you might be in the running of two other people, so there'll be three all together. I'm not sure. Your voice on the radio today is a little bit draggy in my ears. So I'm not sure if I'm trying to hear that classical TV show host voice, and you may not be on the scene right now to give that. It may not be in your attitude right now to give me that voice, but I'm a little bit concerned about the delivery, the energy level of your voice. So if you're going for an audition, you're the one with the 9 years experience, activate your energy, activate your fifth chakra. Combine that with the attitude of your vision, your sixth chakra. But I would say to put some energy level into your fifth chakra that I'm not hearing currently in my ears with your voice. But like I said, you may not be, on cue right now. You're not auditioning at the moment. You're just asking me a question. But that's the one thing that I might do to enhance your chances. I might
okay.
suggest you do. Okay.
Definitely. I would definitely do that. I would definitely, probably because I was calling, like, should I be calling asking that question or should I just know that already? So I was more like, didn't really want to call to ask, but I really want to know, ask somebody their opinion about it. So that was the
Well, you know,
thing.
To me, I mean, the energy of you auditioning what is the interview process going to be, and under what criteria are you being interviewed? So that would be one thing, but I would imagine that the energy of your voice is what's going to be very important here, as much as your qualifications and what you've done, and the emphasis you put into the vision of what this show is going to be, this talk show host. How you envelop yourself in the idea of what the whole philosophy is behind this TV show.
Correct.
So I think with that, if you go in there prepared, what I'm saying is that I'm receiving a vibration that gives you a pretty good chance of being in the winning here.
I really want to win. Well, we all want to win, but I mean, it was. I did local TV, when you said local, I did local television for like 9 whole years and 7 years in radio. I've been on for like 9 years and I like all of a sudden stopped. And plus I do a motivation room every Wednesday and I just stopped doing everything because it was like I was using all my own resources and everything. And I'll get donations and to be on the air and all of that, but it was like I didn't just drain my pockets out. So I was just so happy to look at TV, watching TV at my sister's, and it said audition, TV talk show host, do you have the swag, do you have the experience, the face to look for this? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to try out. So this was just yesterday. So today I'm just strolling through Blog Talk and listening to other shows and listening to people. I said, well, let me ask them what do they think about that.
Well,
the
other thing, Jackie, is you're 46. You're at 13 years beyond your karma of 33, and that sometimes is a sign of graduation. So, your age is is exciting in terms of graduating beyond your karma, because don't forget you had a karma at 33. What were you doing at the age of
33? 33, I was on the bar. Yeah,
you
owned
the bar?
Yeah, I was into real estate, yeah.
You owned a bar, you were into real estate. Your 11 in your day suggests some hardships in your life growing up.
Yeah.
And so you've certainly had your hardships. They could have even been a dysfunctional family or a divorce somewhere along the way or some dysfunction in the family. Could have been drinking, something in there. Were your parents broken up?
Dysfunctional parent, family. I grew up with a stepfather, but, you know, just like maybe a little difference. But I got past that, so I, you know.
Yeah.
Your parents were divorced, so your father and mother did divorce?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, you have a, that's part of the energy field. When you were 11, 12 years old, there would have been a dramatic change. There could have been a move. There could have been a change in your life around that time. We're going on increments of six throughout your life. For that matter, between now and the age of 48, you're going to be going through a pretty dramatic change. So if you do get this TV show hosting, it could last as long as 2 years.
Okay. Well, Jackie, hopefully that helped you, and you can always call back and let us know how this progresses, what the results are.
I'll definitely call back and let you guys know. It's December the 9th, and they'll pick five finalists.
Okay.
And yeah, so I'll definitely give you okay,
what's your blog
call
talk radio show? What's your blog talk radio show?
Oh, well, I was I'm talking about Just Jackie.
Just Jackie? Okay, we'll check
it was
out.
Called the Just Jackie Show, and it came on every Monday at 6 o'clock. And people would call in and ask me questions, and I would talk to them and give them advice and all that kind of stuff. I may be acting a little, probably a little shy or a little bit of timid or something right now, but I have it. I know I have it, you know, what it takes. But sometimes we get a little doubtful with our own selves about our abilities. So we'd be looking
for
someone.
That's right. Well, it always helps to get encouragement, right?
Yeah,
well,
that's
Yeah, just wipe up those illusions of not being adequate. You know, your energy level has abundance in it, and just have confidence and move forward, you know.
Yeah.
Get into that higher zone, and I'm sure it's going to enhance your abilities there for your chances to get on the show.
All right, Jackie.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. Good luck to you, and let us know.
Okay, I definitely will. Thank you guys for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Neil. Well, we're out of callers, so I think we're going to wrap up.
Okay.
We only have 9 minutes left, and Keith didn't come back. Unfortunately, I emailed him, but he doesn't know we're back on. So... all right. Well, we are done for the day, and we are back on the air on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.